Hi, everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and today we are designing more journal pages together. This is where I just sit down, open up my journal that I'm decorating, and I walk you through the process that I actually go through myself. No preconceived ideas. I'm just going to take inspiration and run with it. And so let's get to it. Here we go. We're designing a journal page. How does this happen? All right. We're just going to randomly pick a journal page. Here's a journal I'm working on. Let's make sure we're going in the right direction. Yes, we are. Okay, we're going to randomly open a page. Let's see. Here. Oh, I picked the... Okay, that's all right. We can work with this. I'm going to pick a different one. I already did that front of the signature. How about that? Okay. I already decorated that. All right, how about... That. There's a weird page, right? Yellow and a dictionary page. Okay, so now the dictionary page to me says a couple things. It already has a lot of eye candy because of all these interesting things on it. But it's always a good idea to look at your dictionary page if you put it into a book. Now, in my journal, my dictionary page has a lot of the words vulgar, vulgarization. Vulgarize, vulgarness. There's nothing wrong with vulgar, but maybe it's not what I want to emphasize in a nice, friendly nature vintage junk journal. So maybe I do want to do a little decorating on this page to remove the vulgarness of it. You don't have to. A printed page can be very beautiful as is, or it can be decorated. So let's play with decorating a little bit, calling it hiding the words that we don't want people to see. Okay, let me back you up a little bit so you can see. Okay. Okay, so there's something weird there, and I want to put something on it. Now, one easy thing that you can do, I'm just reaching for my cluster drawer. People are saying, that's not it. How can we use clusters? I love clusters, but I don't know what to do with them. This is one great thing that you can do with them. You can make a bunch of these up from your scraps and keep them in a little collection, like I do, the hodgepodge here. And then when you have something you want to cover, you can just pull it out and cover it with a cluster. So this is a nice flat cluster, not too bumpy. It has multiple colors. I am maybe complementing the colors of the page, or maybe...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am pulling from the colors on my cover. Either way is fine, or you could just use completely different colors. Now, my vulgarness is over here, so I could do long ways here to cover it, which would be absolutely cute. I kind of like that. Or I could modify the shape and length and size of my cluster. So I think I might do that. I'm just going to sort of randomly tear. This side can come out, but over here it has to be a little closer. And then I think I'm going to maybe turn it on a... Nope, it's still a little long. Okay, let me just... shorten you guys up a little bit, and maybe change the length of them so they look, they're peeking out from each other. They want to come in here and just edge them up a bit, just to give a little emphasis so they pop from the background. I like a little pop, nothing wrong with a little pop. You don't have to do this, optional. And this is just a random cluster of paper, sorry if I'm wiggling the table all the time, that I stapled. And that's pretty much all that cluster was. And I stamped on it. And let's see, we can put you there. I still got the word vulgar. That's okay. There we go. Well, no, they're showing there. Okay. Well, if I do that, I got rid of this little guy here so he'll fit. Okay, so let's say your cluster just won't cover everything you need to cover. What do you do? What is a journal maker to do? You pull out some fabric and you start thinking, how can I layer this so that it won't show in the background. So what have I got? I've got some pretty lace. This is actually an old curtain. And I could put that behind it. That will help obscure. That will look kind of cool. Or I could try this one, perhaps. That's kind of cool, too. So this one's a little bit thicker. I'm taking that into account. If I need to go super thin, I can always pull out cheesecloth. Although I think that blends in a little bit too much and I lose the emphasis. So let me go with something a little contrasting. and this. You could do something like that. All right, so I'm trying things on for size. And white, don't ignore white. White gives you a nice pop a lot of the time. Here's an old napkin or a handkerchief kind of thing. Yeah, that's kind of cute. I like that. Okay, nice contrast for you. So cream, white, cream will always serve you well. Okay, so let's go bigger than we think. Maybe I'll stick the flatter. I'm taking the little rougher edge out and farther this way. You can even cut that off, but I think it's kind of cute. And maybe I'll just stick that there first. And then I'll put that there. And we will have devulgarized. I better check the other words just to make sure there's nothing else. I know I have another one that says vomit on it, so I have to cover that one as well. And you may or may not want the box design. You could cut this on an angle. You could tear it. You do different things, but I think I'm going to do the box design with this one. And I am going to use Fabri-Fix. Oops, pulling on my mic. And I'm just going to put this down. Yeah, so a lot of you said you wanted to see some, you know, how I design a page and just the thought process. So I'm trying to show you my thought process. Might be scary. I'm warning you. It's a little crazy. There's a lot of reckless abandon that goes on. Trying things another way, flipping them around. Sometimes the same piece can look different if you just turn it a different direction. All right, so let's get that down. Now we need a little extra glue here. Remember, little tip, glue your thing and not the page, because then you know you won't go past the border and then you don't get glue showing. It's a good little tip. And all right, use finger tool. And there we go, and we're down. And I got to put that back on before it erupts. Okay, back in your little house. Okay, so we have that down. And maybe you just want to leave it as that. You don't necessarily have to come back with the cluster, but I'm feeling a little clustery today. Let's do it. So this is just a fun way to deal with something that's on a page that maybe you want to mask. And you could even do this on a blank white page. It doesn't have to be necessarily something that needs to be masked all the time. I tend to make a lot of bluebirds. It's a little loving term my mother used to use when I made a mistake. Oh, you made a little bluebird, did you? Yeah, apparently I made a lot because we had flocks. Flocks were in the house of bluebirds. Okay, so there we go. And we're down. Okay. So let me just zoom it in here to get a big bird's eye view of what we got. And this lays very flat. It won't bulk up your journal. And so using the nice thin fabric close to the spine will reduce bulk. Okay, that's my little tip there. All right, sometimes, you know, I think of these things that I there's nowhere to put them or write them down because my hands are always covered in glue or ink. But this is actually a good way for me to remind myself to mention these things as we go. Okay, so do I want to do anything else to this page? Personally, I would say no, because I already have text, I already have number, I have layers, okay, and I have a neutral theme, and I have already hidden my vulgarization, and so I could do something counterbalancing here. I could put a pocket here and maybe some things tucked in there. But because this page has a lot of what I call eye candy already, I'm going to let it rest. And then I'm going to migrate over here and we're going to play with this one a little bit more. Okay, so this one, stark yellow. This is an old vintage legal pad page and it has some nice browning on the edge here. I don't know if you can see that, but it's not really showing up a lot. So maybe I want to do something to get it to show up a little bit more or knock the yellow back. And of course, there's many things that we can do, but I think what I'm just going to do something very easy. And I'm just going to go around. I'm going to ink the edges. So I'm kind of playing. I'm not even protecting the pages behind. I'm just using what is on my dauber and doing that. Now, what you can do, and this is kind of radical, but it can be done in the book. It's kind of a brittle page, so I'm probably going to be a disaster here, but I'm trying this on the fly. Actually, I'm saying it can be done. I've never done this in the book. Here, I'm doing it today. Reckless abandon. Yep, happening. Okay, so I've got some folds, and then when I go over with the inker, I can pick up some of those, fold lines, and tear my paper at the same time, being the professional that I am. But that's not a problem. Why? Why is that not a problem? Because we have washi tape, or you might have masking tape, or some kind of other thing, or a little piece of paper you could just stick there. But right now, I think I'm going to, I don't want a yellow one. Maybe get some brown here. And I'm just going to do what I call a repair job. on my latest Bluebird of the moment. Okay, some older pages, old paper is a little bit more fragile. Here I am coming in with the glue stick save just to make sure this really sticks. We don't want to get any of the peely uppies on the edges, so make sure the edges are covered. And I'm using Scotch Create glue stick. All links are down below the video if you're interested. And let me just stick this on here. Can you see? Okay. Oops, something stuck on there. Oh, piece of fabric. Okay. So I'm just going to stick it right up to the edge. There. Okay, so that's repaired. And I have a little decor going on here already. So now it's looking more like an... Oh, tore it again. Yep, that's my world. Okay, so what is this telling me? This is telling me that my page is very brittle. And this is where we could come in and put a trim, a page trim on here, because this would help strengthen the page and give it a little bit more chutzpah. So I have a page trim here. I think I showed a video on how to do this just a little while ago, but basically it's just on a piece of paper. I squashed some gauze on it, and then I sewed it down. And this I'm going to put on here, and it's pretty easy to put on. I'm just using the Fabri-Fix again. Did I say that? Fabri-Fix clear silicone glue, fabric to paper, paper to paper. Very strong, very quick. Works great. Okay, I think the fluffy edge, I want it to stick out more. Okay, I'm going to do a little trimming here. All right, so that's good. All right, so we have that. And let's just nip that off. I'm going to do flush on that one. I don't know, just because. I don't do all of them on angle cuts. Sometimes I'll do some angle cuts. Sometimes I'll do flush, just depending on how I feel. Okay, so now what are we going to do with this one? All right. Are we going to create, let's see, what can we create? Let's do a pocket. Let's just do a fun little pocket. And I have a pile of stuff here that I can draw from, and I'm going to use something that's a little bit contrasting. I have this pretty eco-dyed paper that I made out of watercolor paper. Yes, the boil method, the whole shebang and all that. And I think I'm going to put that on here. I think that would contrast very nice against the yellow. And you see there's a little yellow in here. It's pulling from that. So yeah, let me do that. Let me just cut this in half on my guillotine. Over here, my guillotine cutter. I haven't left the building. Nope. I'm right here, and I'm just going to make it a little thinner, shorter, and I like that. Okay, I don't want to cut out too much on the sides, but I got to make it a little thinner. All right, it's got to fit comfortably in the space. There, now we're in comfortably in the space, so I like that. This is going to be a very simple pocket. It's just going to hold some ephemera, things like that, and I think it's going to be really cute. Okay, so let's go ahead and glue this down. Oh, geez, I didn't put my... Now I'm switching to Art Glitter Glue, and it's a very good idea to put a pin in the top so that you don't get stuck. But of course, now we're stuck, so I'm going to show you how to get out of this little situation. You pop the top off. This is, okay, plan one. Step one, you pop the top off, and you remove all excessive glue that has built up, so you're clear from the top. And if you take your pin, you still can't get through. Oh, I'm stuck. Then I come from the bottom, and I push through this way. And sometimes you're lucky and it clears the deck that way. So you wanna, there's a little stick and fight. Oh, and then that happens. Okay, so this is what you do when that happens, because this happens all the time. What you wanna do is you wanna grab some jewelry or any pliers, but something with a good little grip on it that has a little teeth on it. And I can either pull it out this way, which usually comes out pretty easily. And then I take this and I throw it in my garbage and I get another pin. And that's why it's always good to have a little, basket of pins at the ready, because in the junk journal world, you're going to need them. Or at least I do. All right. So also I've heard if this gets stuck and you just can't get a pin through and you don't know what to do, if you put it in hot or warm water, the glue will dissolve, and then you should be able to push a pin through quite easily. So those are a few tips from the trenches. Okay, so now we are open and we're back in business. Pop that back on. Sometimes a good idea to clear off this little end too so it doesn't fill up. Just make sure that's all open. Yep, we are open and ready. Okay. And now for my next trick, we are going to glue this down. So I have some yellow there. I have some yellow there. Anybody have a preference, this side or that side? Side A or side B? Oh, I think I'm B's kind of pretty, and it's got yellow too, but A is really pretty too. It's very delicate. Maybe A, huh? Let's do A.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I don't think I cut that straight. Oh, well. Maybe I want to tear it. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I want to tear it. I want the torn look because this is torn. So I'm going to do a little tearing on this to complement the torn over there. Yeah. Okay. I can make it a little more even. And then I'm just going to glue it down. And I think I'm going to use this time is Art Glitter Glue. It's a wet white glue. It's very good glue. This little metal tip allows you to apply just a thin amount. And you want to remember not to stick anything in the pocket until the glue is dried, or else your little item can get stuck. And then you might end up tearing the item as you pull it out. And I am very guilty of this, and I always go back and double check and triple check that everything is loose, but it does happen. It happens a lot because we get excited and we want to make things and tuck things in there, and we just can't wait. We just can't wait. Okay. All right. Okay, so now I have my pocket in place, and I've also muted down some of the yellow by blocking half of it. That's another way to knock that down, but I still like the yellow because it's picked up here. Now, if I want to do something else to the top half, I could say, okay, self, what would I like to do? Well, I think I would like to, what's this? Just digging in my, did I tell you I have a pile of stuff that I pulled out, a bunch of ephemera and things I would like to add to this journal? So I have it in a bag and I constantly pull from that bag. And I think this is kind of cool. That would give it a nice little counterbalance. This is an old apothecary label. It's a real one from druggist days gone by, a Rexall drugstore. And I think I might like to glue that up there to give it a little balance. And it's not going to add too much weight to the journal itself. It's not going to bulk it up, but it's going to add some appeal. And let's see, this is Oliver and Sons. I like to use the glue stick for this. You can use any glue for to glue these down, but just you want to make sure you get the edges. That's probably the most important thing. Get your edges glued well. A lot of glue sticks can fail you. I used a lot of inexpensive glue sticks in the beginning, and there was just everything was popping off later, but I've had good luck with this one. I live in Florida. I don't know if that makes a difference, but so far it's been good. I've been really happy with it. Okay, there we go. And we're down, and we're down, and we're gluing, and we're down. Okay. Now, we could say we're done, or we might want to do a little bit more. And here, I'm going to come break my own rule. I want to try this picture in here, this lovely picture of this man with rocks. Yes. Roadside rock hound. That's awesome, isn't it? Okay, you got to go in here. So this is what you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to put anything in here until it dries. But what I'm actually doing is I'm testing to see how much the ephemera takes up of the visual view. Okay, so I kind of like that. I think that takes up a nice portion, blocking more of the intense yellow, but just using the yellow as an accent. The contrast between the white and the yellow pops very well. It's very different than anything else on the page, and I think that's kind of cool. The other thing you can consider is once the person removes this, do you want there to be a little surprise here, or do you want to just leave that as writing space? And that can totally be up to you, but some options that you have in the grand world of crafting. Maybe I want to put, no, not a stamp because we already have a floral element there. So I want to do something different. I have written here and I'm seeing that I, go back on there. You're making me look bad. Okay. That's just reality. Okay. I just see that I want to get under there a little bit more. I missed an area. It's just easier to handle it if you see it right then and there. Just do yourself a favor. Don't try and rush onto the next page. Just take your time. Have fun. And glue those little seams down. Yeah. Oh, you want to stick over here? Okay. More? Okay, there you go. Yeah, you were thirsty. You wanted more glue. Okay, there we go. Now we're all glued down. All right. So let's put something behind. And what would that be? We have words. We have flowers. So we want to do something different. And let me see. What have I got? What have I got in the old bag? Let me rummage around in here a little bit and see what I can find. Oh, I could do that. Oh, I could do that too. Let me throw that on there. Okay. Oh, I have this. Yeah. All right. So I have this little guy, and he has some blue, and there's some blue-ish tones here. So I think I'm going to incorporate him into the design. And what else? What else? What else? Going through a little bag of stuff, seeing what I got. Oh, that might be kind of cool. Let me see. That might be very nice and muted too. I've got some piano paper here. It's very soft and innocent, but it might be a nice little backing. Where's my picture? Checking time. Okay. That might be nice. Still gives some pop, but maybe mutes it down a tad much. I don't know. Let's just try a little bit of it. We don't need the whole thing. We don't have to, you know, go crazy town here. We're just looking for a little accent. Stick that. No, I don't like it. And that's the way it goes. That's reality, folks. Okay. So what we could do is, I think we're just going to leave it. I think it just says, I don't want anything else there. I just want it to be a little writing space. Maybe I want to write a story about this guy. Yeah, let me do that. All right, so now let me look back again at my pocket. My pocket is very decorated already, and I don't want to draw the eye away too far from the prettiness of the eco dyeing. But if I wanted to do just a little something in the corner or a slight little anything, I could do a little soft something. Like I could put just a little button here or here perhaps. Okay, or I could put that button here. Actually, I like that button there. I think maybe I'll put that button there. And I had some string handy. Let me see if I got some string through here. I just got a fuzz ball. It was wandering by, and I'm going to see if I can. I know you're going to say, get a needle. I'm lazy. Let me see if I can get it through. If I can get it through, great. If not, maybe I'll abort the process. Okay. Oh, I got it through. Well, now you got to watch me do the other side. Okay, here I go. Rolling in between the fingers, trying to give a little pinpoint. And you can totally do this I'm coming through. Okay. Now, technically, you don't even have to sew it in the back or tie a knot or anything, because it's all actually better if you don't, because then you don't get the, it's not all bunched up. So what I would recommend is just not tying a knot, but just maybe folding them across each other. Come on, fold. So they're flat. And then grab your whatever glue of choice is. Sometimes Fabri-Fix is nice to work with here because it's a good grab glue. It's going to grab fast, well, strong. Nobody's going to run around on you. Life will be good. All right, so I have this down. I'm going to put that there. It's going to look like I sewed it on, but I didn't. You saw me glue it. I glued it. And you can actually see that I didn't sew it on because you don't see anything there. It could be sewn onto this strip ahead of time and then glued down. That would also work. But the Fabri-Fix is a very good quality glue and will hold your little items like that in place. So let me see what else I could put on here. I just feel like, oh, I know what I want to put on there. There they are. I'm tied up in my microphone thing. Hang on. How much time do we have left? We're good. 22. All right. So I'm just going to grab a piece of bed sheet that I put some stamping on. And let's just do something from that. Okay, let me do, always. That's a nice word. Picking a nice word. So I just tore up some laundered bed sheet and I stamped a word on it. I have always, because I didn't stamp very well on that one. Let me get a different one. Okay. How about light? That's a nice one. Very light. Okay. We'll do something with hallway later. All right, so we have light. This is kind of cool. So I'm just using it. I'm making the torn edge again. Maybe I just want to put that there. Oh, I like that. See, now this pops with that white. Okay. We have the yellow with the yellow, the cream with the cream. Okay. You don't have to do that. I'm just doing that because it brings a little cohesiveness to the page. And it's kind of fun. These are just options, and there are many. And let me move my hair so it doesn't rub against the mic. Okay, here we go. And we're down. And I'm going to do nice normal orientation there. It gives you an extra texture to the page when you add fabric, which is kind of fun. And what was I going to do? Oh, yeah, I was going to put this piece on. This piece, I thought it brought a little bit of the, I see a little bit of blue here. Can you see that? A little bit of blue here, a little bit of black, anchoring it with the little bit of black. This is a black and white picture. Well, now I got buttons everywhere. Man, I don't know if it's too many buttons, huh? So we'll skip that idea. Yeah. that's how it goes. Because I already put a button here. Sometimes you don't want to over button. You know what I mean? You can. I mean, there's no limit to button. You can do whatever you want. But I thought that would just be fun. Okay, so what is this? This is something different. It's from an embossed. It's from a floss, embroidery floss. Thank you. Hello. And I'm just going to see if I can incorporate this somehow. Maybe this is what's going to be behind him. This will pop too. So these little oddities, these little nostalgic remembrances. I think this is old stuff, so it's a little shiny. So let me see if I can knock that back a little bit. I'm gonna get some. This is the clear gesso that we made. This is my super thick one. I'm gonna try that. And found that you have to stir these every once in a while. Like if you haven't used it in a bit, the powder settles to the bottom. So you might have to go in there with a toothpick or the end of a fork or something and just stir it up a little bit to get the powder back in where it should be. Okay, so I'm gonna let that dry and I'm gonna move you. And I think I'm just gonna put you maybe here. Yeah, a little surprise, like who knew that was there? And we don't even know why it's there, but it's there, and it's different than everything else. It's good to keep the eye bouncing around, looking for something next to land on. Uniform, you can play with uniformity of design, or organized design, or randomness of design, or a little bit of both. That's a nice thing about reckless abandon. You can do whatever you want. And if you're not happy with your page, walk away, look at it a different day. Come back and look at it again. Try different things. Try things you wouldn't have thought of, you know, that you wouldn't try normally to expand your universe. You want to always be growing in the craft world and trying different things. Okay, I'm just going to glue this down on an angle because that's different. Everything else is horizontal. And I'm sure I have ink on my fingers. No, I don't. What kind of a day is that? Okay, I'm doing the roll technique to remove any extra excess glue that might be on the outside, knocking everything over. Okay, and that should, I think you can see it as it's drying, it's starting to knock back the shine. If I still have a little shine, I can come back in with another little finger tool glue dab and just go over it a little more, like on the edges, maybe it needs a little bit more. Might have to do a coat or two, but it does work pretty well. I'm really happy with that. Okay, so just let that dry and then think about, I think we're pretty much done on this one. I don't think I want to do much more to that page. It feels good. It also, this pocket allows me to put more things in there when I'm done. And yeah, let me just tuck that in there so you can kind of see it. Like, oh, what is that? Oh, look at that little thing. And then it makes you think about things like that. Now, this guy you can totally leave as is, or you can create a little pull tab for him, this picture. You mean you want always on there? That'd be not too many, two things too much for me. So let's see what I could put on the top of him, which would be interesting. Now he's sort of masculine. So we want something maybe a little masculine. Well, that might be cute. And this will pop nicely against the background. It's a little fabric thing. I could do it like this. Oh, he's too tall, but I can trim him. Or I could just glue him across the top like that, or a shortened version of him. Yeah, I think the shortened version of him is speaking to me. Okay, so we'll trim him. That's always like one more thing, isn't it? That's why I end up, these my journals get so stuffed, because let me just add one more little thing. All right, and yeah, I think we'll put you right there. Where'd my glue go? Here it is. Here you go. Come and go to work. Yeah, you're at your construction job today. So I always tell Holly when he's marching, I have a graphic and gray parrot, when he's marching down from his cage in the morning and he's headed over to his favorite corner in the kitchen for pure destruction, I'll tell my husband he's off to his construction job. And I can hear him at work, and I've kind of donated one little corner of the kitchen. It's terrible, but I have, and he has fun. And I give him little things to play with over there, so he doesn't always just eat my kitchen. Like, I give him, like, cut-up paper towel rolls and stuff like that and stick them over there, and he likes to chew on those and, you know, a little, or crunched-up pieces of paper. Not like we have any shortage of paper around here. So, he's my little shred machine over there, and he's always having fun, and I can hear him right through the wall. And then when he's done, when he's off work, he goes back home. He puts himself to bed. He's really actually pretty good little guy. You know, he doesn't ask for much. I don't really have to pay a lot in benefits for all this free construction work that I get. And, okay, that's pretty dry underneath. Just want to make sure that's okay. Where are we? Yeah. So, there we go. We have completed a page. Now I could go ahead and I probably will tuck more ephemera in there, but right now I'm just doing page construction in general. But it's okay to tuck things in to see how they look and if you're liking the look. So let's see. Welcome to all my new members. If you're just getting to know me, hi, my name is Pam at the Paper Outpost. And I'm hoping you found value here. If you liked it, please like, subscribe, and share. I'd love to have you as a member and of our gang, our little posse here having fun with the Paper Outpost. And click on the notification bell at the bottom right beside the word subscribe if you'd like to be notified of every video that I put up. And I put out videos Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. I do podcasts on junk journal related topics Tuesdays and Thursdays. All the links are below. And a fun junk journal topics. And I think I told you my favorite tools and supplies lists are all down below in the Amazon store. I have vintage digital kits available for you 24/7 in my Etsy shop, The Paper Outpost. The link is also below. And my playlists, organized playlists for certain topics related to junk journals, such as journal construction, how-tos, journal flip-throughs, things like that, are all located below on my channel page or at the end of my videos. You'll find some links as well. You can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Etsy, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. I have a fun Facebook group with lots of really cool and imaginative people who are just having a blast doing weekly and monthly challenges. And they're also helping answer questions. And there's just a wealth of information there. So if you have any questions related to junk journaling, you can get them addressed there. People are very friendly and helpful. And you're also welcome to lurk. And you're also welcome to jump in and try the weekly and monthly challenges. It's a very low stress, no expectations. It's just for fun, just trying to get you to think outside the box, do new things, try new things, and get your little creative fires burning. So remember always, it's only paper and fun can be simple. And create with reckless abandon, everybody, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Hmm.